Hello, I'm Chris Heisey, Chief Investment Officer for U.S. Trust, and I'm here to discuss our investment outlook for 2015. This year, despite two separate episodes of sharp volatility, stock market gains have been strong, and our outlook remains positive for 2015. Major technological advancements are impacting every aspect of our lives. We're living in a rapidly evolving digital, high-speed, big data, mega-storage, mobile world. And yet many believe today's slower growth economy means we're actually sliding backwards. As evidence, some point to infrastructure problems, long-term unemployment, and the inefficiencies of our education and healthcare systems. But in periods of major adjustment or repair, like the one we just went through, all areas actually don't advance at the same pace. And the areas that were the catalysts of the last business cycle may not be the major growth drivers of the new one. To break it down to its simplest form, capital naturally flows to the areas of highest potential risk-adjusted returns. That is, the areas short in supply, but greatest in demand. When supply and demand evens out, capital tends to move on to other areas where needs aren't yet being met. This creates opportunities for growth that include new jobs, new or revived companies, and even reborn communities or municipalities. For this type of growth, the first and most important condition is the availability of funding at a reasonable cost. After crisis periods, the process of allocating capital may allow for adjustments to balance sheets and repairs to distressed assets. And governmental programs and policies can help. We've witnessed all of this in the 6 years since the credit crisis in the U.S. Outside the U.S., the picture is still a mixed bag. The other critical condition is a cooperative economic environment. After all, profits ultimately drive the value of something. The bottom line today is that all of the conditions are being met, and the probability of a thriving environment is very high. Moving into 2015, we're seeing a mix of positives and negatives. For example, today's business cycle rivals previous technological advancement periods, most notably is the 1990s cycle. Cheap funding is still available. Interest rates across the globe are at record low levels. Today's opportunities are wide-ranging and arguably growing across most sectors. Pent-up demand is outstripping supply in most areas that drive our economy. In America, we're well on our way to energy independence, and we have a thriving manufacturing renaissance. Private sector profits are on track for another record high for 2014 and 2015. Consumer balance sheets have largely been repaired at the household level. Capital expenditures are growing attractively even in the face of the drop in oil prices, and productivity can and should improve. At the same time, there are negative forces: long-term unemployment, the national debt, income inequality, climate change, economic growth in Europe and China, concerns over geopolitical risk, and still others. Under these conditions, we're expecting a very long business cycle. It may grow slowly, but it should also be less volatile. It should also lead to a longer bull market in equities, characterized by a slow grind upward in investment returns, rather than consistently high returns. For 2015, we're expecting S&P 500 earnings of around $130 per share, with a market multiple of about 17 times. This equals a target for full year 2015 of $2,200 to $2,225. We expect the U.S. dollar to continue to strengthen, equities to outperform fixed income again overall, U.S. interest rates to grind upward, and the Fed to raise rates around mid-year. We expect small caps to close some of the underperformance versus large caps, and our preferred sectors across all capitalizations are healthcare, technology, financials, and energy. We believe non-U.S. exposure should be hedged given the strength in the dollar, and the recent sharp fall in oil prices has pressured the energy sector significantly. But the benefit to consumers and businesses that are heavy users of energy is substantially large in our opinion. Now, it is far too difficult to predict the actual bottom in oil prices, but the prospects in the energy sector in the next few years are attractive at current levels in our view. From a portfolio standpoint overall, at U.S. Trust, we're maintaining our get paid to wait theme by focusing on investments that provide cash flow or yields above the prevailing treasury yields. For more information about our 2015 outlook, including forecasts and portfolio considerations, please see our latest investment strategy overview, Year Ahead 2015, Where the Buffalo Roam, or reach out to your advisor. Thank you.